Today's episode of Locked On Pirates, we're going to be celebrating Roberto Clemente Day across all of baseball, as well as can the Pirates once again soil the Reds' playoff hopes, and what else is all going on in baseball. We're going to cover all that and more on today's episode of Locked On Pirates.
You are Locked On Pirates, your daily Pittsburgh Pirates podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Locked On Pirates podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. I hope you are all having a phenomenal Wednesday, September 15th. I am, of course, your host, Ethan Smith, who does the most. You can follow me on Twitter at @MVP_Ethan. You can follow this podcast and be updated on everything about the Pittsburgh Pirates every day, Monday through Friday, while the season is going. And guess what? Today is a wonderful day to be a Pirates fan. It's a wonderful day to be a baseball fan because baseball announced today that September 15th going forward will be, of course, Roberto Clemente Day across all of baseball. The entire Pittsburgh Pirates roster tonight in Game 2 against the Cincinnati Reds will, of course, be wearing the number 21. Puerto Rican players across all of baseball will be wearing the jersey number today, as well as the Roberto Clemente nominee award winner, award nominees. I kind of said that a little bit backwards. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about can the Pirates soil what the Reds are trying to do in the playoff race and what else is going on in all of baseball. But before we get started on today's podcast, I want to let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Spotify Green Room, of course, brings sports fans together in unison all the time to talk about anything going on in sports. It is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. Green Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the league. You'll find fans just like you on Green Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. So, with all that said, of course, today is Roberto Clemente Day. It's a beautiful day in the sport of baseball. As realistically, if you look at a lot of what Roberto Clemente's career was built on, a lot of it was prided on just being a humanitarian, as I kind of slipped up words there, but humanitarian, there we go. And he was just an awesome guy. I never, of course, got to watch him play. Lots of people who are alive now really didn't get to watch him play. His career, of course, was cut short as he was going to go help victims of an earthquake in Nicaragua on New Year's Eve of 1972. Of course, his plane crashed off the coast of his native Puerto Rico shortly after takeoff. And once that happened, his entire existence just became legend. I mean, ever since that's happened, you really look at the day that it happened, you look at everything that's happened, and I mean, it's almost 50 years now, I believe. So it'll be 50 years next year. Where this tragic event happened. Of course, he was the first player from Latin America to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. He's an awesome guy. I mean, he played 18 years with the Pirates. He was a 2-time World Series champion, 12-time Gold Glove Award winner in right field, and 15-time All-Star. He was also a 1966 National League MVP. He was also the first Latin American player to reach 3,000 hits. So as you can get the idea, Roberto Clemente was a really, really, really big guy. And I've advocated on this podcast before to have his number 21 retired all across the baseball because he really continued what Jackie Robinson started. Jackie Robinson, of course, broke the color barrier of baseball, but Roberto Clemente, if you look at a lot of the players now from Puerto Rico, Cuba, any South American players that are in the league, and a lot of them are very good now, they all wouldn't have been able to get here if it was not for the efforts of Roberto Clemente to really bring things together. One of those guys, Yadier Molina, who, of course, Pirates fans not very fond of as a Cardinal, but on a day like this, baseball unites. Baseball unites geographically. It unites humanitarily. It unites on all fronts. And I mean, you look at what Yadier Molina said to MLB.com today. Obviously, everyone knows what he did on the field, but off the field, the work he did to help the people, not only in Puerto Rico, but in other Latin countries, this guy was unbelievable. You can learn from it. And I mean, that's just something that you really love to see. And he was just an awesome guy. I mean, I've read and looked at so many things about Roberto Clemente. You see guys like Manny Sanguian, who talked about him today on the Pirates Twitter page, if you want to go check that out. Of course, you had so many legends that played with Roberto Clemente Jr., not only in the Pirates organization, but all across baseball. And it's really just a very marvelous day to see this happen. Now, of course, again, I'd love to see him see his number retired for all of baseball. I don't think it'll happen realistically, but I mean, it's going to be a very, very big talk about a lot of these things, especially now that they're devoting an entire today or an entire day for him from here on out on September 15th. And I honestly, I'll tweet it after we post this podcast today. Of course, it's a little midday again. I am on vacation. But realistically, I want you guys to share like some favorite moments of Roberto Clemente's career. Maybe you were alive at that time. Maybe you have looked back like I have and seen some things that Roberto Clemente did across his career. But I want to know your favorite moments on Twitter at Locked On Pirates today for Roberto Clemente Day. Of course, we changed our name on Twitter from Locked On Pirates to Locked On Roberto Clemente Day. And, you know, it was always funny with Clemente as well. MLB.com also mentioned that he had no problem calling out mainstream media, which used to call him Bob, despite his objections, and quoted him using phonetic spelling, you know, because, of course, he had an accent. He was a Puerto Rican guy. Of course, shout out to Javier Reyes. He loves all of his Puerto Rican players. And again, you look at just so many guys of Puerto Rican descent that have been through MLB, who have been here forever. And I mean, you got to look at them. Carlos Correa is one. Javi Baez, Giovanni Soto, Eddie Rosario, Francisco Lindor, Yadier Molina, who I've already mentioned, Martin Maldonado, Christian Vasquez, Roberto Perez, Kenneth Vargas, Yadiel Rivera, Aizen Diaz, Yaxel Rios. The list goes on and on. But then you look at who the Pirates have right now. Michael Perez, there you go. And as I mentioned yesterday on the podcast as well, Jacob Stallings, of course, is the Roberto Clemente Award nominee for this year for the Pittsburgh Pirates. There's a very long list of names on that, Trey Mancini being one. There's a ton of names on there that really deserve it and really, really should. And I mean, you look across baseball today, of course, my podcast is coming up a little bit later than some of the games, but of course, you've seen a lot of these guys wearing 21. You see a lot of them, they idolize Roberto Clemente. Some of them wear that number because it's not retired right now, but they wear that number in his honor. And Bo Bichette, of course, had a good, I believe he was wearing it today. Yes, he was. And there was a lot of guys that were wearing it all across the baseball. But of course, tonight will culminate with the Pittsburgh Pirates all wearing number 21. And I would love to say, Roberto, looking up at the sky right now, you guys can't see me look up at the sky, but thank you for your humanitarianism. Thank you for just being an awesome person. Thank you for being a trailblazer for Latin American baseball players to really pursue their dreams of baseball. And that's all I can really say is just thank you so much for everything you've done. And with that said, we're going to go ahead and let you know that today's episode is once again brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. Green Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the league. You'll find fans just like you and myself on Green Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You will have a chance to chat with me and might even have a chance to be featured on the Locked On Pirates podcast through our Green Room conversations. Of course, you can go and find the Spotify Green Room podcast on all iOS devices and catch me whenever I get back on there. We'll find a way to get back on there with you guys, but until then, we will have to wait and see. But today's episode is also brought to you by betonline.ag. Did you like how I made that rhyme? Yeah, you should. You should also like that betonline.ag is going to give you free money. And guess what? BetOnline.ag is back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back on to start another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new and updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus, meaning they will match whatever you put on there, guys. They will match anything. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. And don't forget to use the promo code NFL100. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, and that's Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. And let them know that Ethan over at Locked On Pirates sent you, and we will be right back to talk about the Pirates possibly spoiling yet another Reds postseason run. All right, everyone, and welcome back to the Locked On Pirates podcast today on Wednesday, September 15th. I hope you all are having a phenomenal Wednesday, as I am as well. I am, of course, your host, Ethan Smith, if you didn't hear in the intro. I am your host that does the most, and I am here to tell you about everything going on about the Pittsburgh Pirates here on the Locked On Sports Network, where it's your team every day. And let me take you on a nice little trip down memory lane. The Pittsburgh Pirates, of course, hosting the Cincinnati Reds in 2013 in the NL Wild Card. Johnny Cueto, the pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds. Russell Martin, of course, with that deep drive into left field, making things just absolutely ballistic in Pittsburgh. The last time this team really was a major contender in 2013 through 2015. The Cincinnati Reds, that's the last time they've made the postseason since then. And this year right now, they're primed and they're in the wild card race. As me and Jeff Carr go check out that wonderful podcast that we did yesterday on our little crossover. Right now, the St. Louis Cardinals have creeped back into a playoff spot. The Reds, though, they're right there with the Cardinals a game and a half back, or a half game back, and then the Padres a game back. So this is a very interesting wild card race, and the Reds, of course, in the thick of it, while the Pittsburgh Pirates are 53-91 after their 6-5 win last night, where Wade Miley just looked awful. Like, I did not like what I saw from Wade Miley yesterday, surrendering 6 runs on 10 hits. And of course, Cincinnati lost their 6th game in 8 games, 6-5 to the Pirates last night. Of course, those 3 runs in the first inning were huge for the Pirates. And it was funny because Jeff talked to me yesterday about the Reds getting off to a hot start to really beat the Pirates. And what ended up happening? The Pirates got off to a hot start. Tsutsugo singled to right, scoring Key Brian Hayes. Lead off Hayes, man. I've been telling you guys, Key Brian Hayes leading off is good for this team. Then Jacob Stallings singled. Then Gamble singled. So a lot of singles there. Tsutsugo, of course, reached on an infield single again. And Wade Miley, 4 1/3, 5 earned runs, only 1 strikeout and 2 walks. And Jeff tried to also tell me yesterday, and Dylan Peters, I've been raving about Dylan Peters ever since he got to Pittsburgh. He's been phenomenal. Yesterday, he looked great. 5 shutout innings of pitching there for him, 5 Ks, 1 walk. So I really liked what I saw there. Of course, the fourth inning, or not the fourth inning, the sixth inning was kind of tough for the Cincinnati Reds. You see, or for the, not the Cincinnati Reds, the fourth, the sixth inning was tough for the Pittsburgh Pirates, who gave up 4 runs. Tucker Barnhart singled, an India grounder to fielder's choice. Castellanos, of course, gets another home run, but that didn't really matter because the Pirates came back. They were still up 6-4. Then you saw some good shutout innings. Chris Stratton, of course, 1 inning pitched. He picked up his 5th save of the year. Warner run in 2 Ks. Now, why did I bring up about the Pirates spoiling the Reds' chances again? Well, as me and Jeff talked about yesterday, not counting last night, they see each other 8 more times. Jeff said he only wanted them to lose 1 game. They've already lost that 1 game. The Pirates, of course, have struggled against Cincinnati this year. That was only their 2nd win of the entire season against the Reds. But you see Mitch Keller tonight against Vladimir Gutierrez. And Gutierrez for the Reds, he's been good. Very good strikeout to walk rate, 82 strikeouts to 39 walks. But Mitch Keller has about that same thing. They almost have identical walks and Ks. Both have 82. Keller just has the extra walk. But Keller has actually done better at limiting the home run ball than Vladimir Gutierrez has with Keller only giving up 10, while Gutierrez has given up 18. So what does that tell you about tonight's game? Well, the Pittsburgh Pirates need to do the same thing they did last night. Start the first inning really well, get up like early in the game, and you never know what can happen after that. And if the Pirates really sit here, if they split against Cincinnati, Cincinnati's not making the playoffs. I'll be the first person to tell you that. Cincinnati will not make the playoffs if they split or win only like six of these games. If they lose three or four to the Pirates here in these final nine games that they play against each other, or eight games, that's it. That's done for them. Because they also play the Dodgers and the White Sox too. So no easy stuff going on here for Cincinnati, of course. And another funny stat here about the Pittsburgh Pirates is they've just been a very much better team at home than they have been on the road. 33 of their 53 wins have come at home. They're 33-40 in home games right now. Of course, the Pirates right now, Brian Reynolds has just been awesome. Key Brian Hayes in that leadoff spot has been absolutely phenomenal. But what am I watching from these games? Well, realistically, all you really need to see is the Pirates just be competitive in these games, because Cincinnati and Pittsburgh don't like each other. It's a rivalry in baseball. It always has been. It always will be. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the Pirates aren't really playing for much. They're playing to see about individual development. They're playing to see what do they have for the remainder of their roster right now that's going to be here in 2022. Meanwhile, Cincinnati, as me and Jeff talked about yesterday, the Pirates are thinking 2 or 3 years from now. The Reds' future is way nearer than that. Where are they going to be 2 or 3 weeks from now? Are they going to be a playoff team playing against the Los Angeles Dodgers in the wildcard game, or even the San Francisco Giants, depending on how things turn out in these last couple weeks? Or are they going to be blowing it up next year because they just fell short once again? It's a very, very tumultuous time to be a Cincinnati Reds fan. And the Pirates right now are a very major part of what the Reds are trying to do. And the last time that the Reds were in the postseason, the Pirates were standing right in front of them in PNC Park, and they beat them in the wildcard game. Almost, and I say should have, beat the Cardinals in the NLDS. And realistically, Cincinnati hasn't seen playoff success really in a very long time, but they haven't even seen the postseason since that moment. Since they struck out in the last batter of the 2013 NL wildcard game, the Cincinnati Reds, outside of, well, 2020, have not made the playoffs. I'll fact check myself as well, because I know they made it last year in the COVID year, but a lot of people don't really count the COVID year, which is very interesting. And I mean, you know, it's always, of course, interesting. They, of course, last year didn't even score against the Atlanta Braves in the NL wildcard series. And then 2012, they made, like, before the 2013 season, the only two times they made it before 1995 were 2012 and 2010. And that's just not good. So Reds fans are itching for the playoffs, but once again, the Pirates are right there standing in front of them and can stop them once again. And how can the Pirates stop them? Do what you did last night. Get five good innings out of your starting pitcher. Like, just shoot the strike zone. I mean, I know the Reds are a very good hitting team. Jonathan India is probably going to win Rookie of the Year. Nicholas Castellanos is going to get MVP votes. Joey Votto is still Joey Votto. Kyle Farmer? Yes, it is. Yep, he's a very good player as well. Tucker Barnhart behind the backstop has not been a bad bat as well. So we'll see what the Pirates decide to do here. I don't think they're going to obviously throw in the towel and be like, okay, well, let's let the Reds make the playoffs. No, they're going to try to stifle the Reds, and they're going to try to stop them from making the postseason. And that's going to be something that Pirates fans can really watch, and if it does happen, they can rave about. I mean, it might be the Cardinals making it instead, but the Pirates, again, could be a major reason and will be the deciding factor if the Cincinnati Reds make the postseason or not. And if I had to tell you that a month and a half, 2 months ago, I probably would have laughed at you. But even the Reds right now are in their own slump where they haven't won a series in six series. They've lost six of their last eight, yet they're still right there because the Padres and the Cardinals have not been playing up to par either. So we'll see what happens over these next couple weeks. We'll see what happens tonight. Of course, the Pirates did release their lineup. Key Brian Hayes will be leading off. He's pulled his average up to 258, people. He's on a nine-game on-base streak, and he's 14-34 in his last nine games. So I'm liking what I see there. Yoshisu Tsugo, of course, batting number two. Reynolds, three. Moran, four. Stallings, five. Gamble, six. Newman, seven. Hoy Park re-enters the lineup at number eight. And Mitch Keller, of course, will be on the mound tonight as the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cincinnati Reds square off at PNC in the second of nine games between the two before the season ends. But before we get into what's going on in the rest of baseball, I need to tell you about the best protein bars on the market. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, that is Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know what the Built Bar flavors are, well, you're missing out. Coconut, cherry, barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. Of course, I'm always going with that cookies and cream. It's phenomenal. If you haven't tried all these flavors, you can get a mix box where you'll get two of each of the nine flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180 calories, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar and net carbs. And even better, Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off of your next order, and let them know that Ethan Smith of Locked On Pirates sent you. Today's episode, of course, is also brought to you by DirecTV.com and DirecTV Stream. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Contents vary by package. And when we come back, what's going on in the rest of baseball, and what should Pirates fans like you and or you and myself be looking for over these next couple weeks outside of the confines of PNC Park? And we'll be right back. All right, everyone, and welcome back to the final segment of today's episode of Locked On Pirates. And you know what's going on in the world of baseball outside of the Pittsburgh Pirates? Well, you have a lot of different things going on. For instance, the AL wildcard and the NL wildcard races are absolutely wild. We look at the AL right now. The Blue Jays and the Yankees and the Red Sox are all tied for the American League wildcard spot, while the Seattle Mariners and the Oakland Athletics are 3 and 3.5 games back, respectively. Of course, that's going to be a fun one to watch with all those AL East teams all being crumbled in there. So we could see even a playoff to get into the wild card game, which would be very interesting. You could see the same thing in the National League as well. The Dodgers are firmly in that wild card spot right now in the National League, 17 games up on the closest team to them, which is the St. Louis Cardinals, as I mentioned earlier. And then the Cincinnati Reds, a half game back. The Padres, a game back. The Phillies, 3 games back. And the Mets, 4 games back. So the NL wild card race is going to be pretty wild as well. Then, you know, a lot of people haven't really been looking at the number one seeds across everything, but the Tampa Bay Rays, 90-55, look to be firmly there. The Chicago White Sox, of course, closing in on finishing the AL Central. The Houston Astros, of course, running away with the AL West, where the Angels, the Athletics, and the Mariners are fourth, third, and second. The Braves appear to win the NL East. They're 4.5 up on the Phillies, 5.5 up on the Mets. I will go ahead and say I was wrong. I said their trade deadline was awful. Guess what? It apparently wasn't. The NL East just kind of crumbled up around them, and the Braves said, guess what? We're going to take it. The Milwaukee Brewers, of course, are closing in on the NL Central. They're 89-57. And the Giants, 95-50, kind of running away with that first overall seed unless they crumble against the Los Angeles Dodgers. So we look at the Giants, by the way. Of course, they face the Padres over the next two nights. Then they face the Braves, the Padres again, the Diamondbacks, and then finish their season against the Padres. So that final series is going to be very interesting. So as a Pirates fan, for me, I really want to see the Toronto Blue Jays make the playoffs. I really want to see them make a deep run. They're just a very awesome team, a plus 172 run differential. They're very deep everywhere. Marcus Semien, Bo Bichette, Vlad Guerrero Jr., I mean, they're deep everywhere. George Springer, Teoscar Hernandez, they are just, like, all over the place. And, I mean, I'm loving what I see from them. As far as the National League, I still kind of want to see Padres, Dodgers, but I wouldn't mind seeing another NL Central team get in there if I had to choose. I would like it to be the Reds, just because I think the Reds give up a little bit more of a fight to the Dodgers and the Cardinals will. But that's just from me being on the outside of things, looking in. And then, I mean, you look at, like, what's going to happen and, like, what first-round matchups you're probably going to get. The Brewers and the Braves appear to be locked in to face each other in the first round. I think the Brewers run away with that series just based off of their pitching alone. That's kind of why the Brewers have just been such a phenomenal team this year. And they actually have a better record on the road than they do at home right now, which is awesome. And a plus 133 run differential, which I believe is third in the National League behind the Dodgers and the Giants. And then in the American League, it looks like we're going to get Houston and Chicago. That's going to be a very interesting series because you're going to get everybody on one side who doesn't want the Astros to win because of the cheating scandals and stuff. And then you're going to get everybody on the other side that doesn't want to root for Tony La Russa but wants to root for like guys like Tim Anderson and the fun White Sox team. And then, of course, Tampa Bay will be playing the winner of whatever AL East teams get into the wild card. And the Giants, as of right now, would be either playing the Dodgers or the Cardinals, the winner of that at the current moment. So there's a lot to watch in baseball throughout the end of the season. Who's going to win the AL MVP? Is it Vlad Guerrero Jr. or Shohei Ohtani? NL MVP, that one's going to be a little bit harder, I think, to gauge. I think that one's going to be a little bit more difficult. But we're going to talk about all this stuff for the remainder of the season. We're going to be talking about the Pirates. We're going to be talking about everything that's going on in baseball. Of course, my name is Ethan Smith. You can find me on Twitter at @MVP_Ethan. You can also find this podcast on Twitter at Locked On Pirates. You can find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And now, betting on the league, team, or sport that you love doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast, hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. If you want me to make a lock, the Pirates are winning again tonight. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get your podcast. And with that said, I hope you all have a phenomenal Wednesday night. I hope you come back to listen to me tomorrow on Thursday as we slightly recap this Red series as we go into game three and talk about anything else that pops up in the world of Pirates baseball. But until then, my name is Ethan Smith, your host that does the most, and I will see you on the flip side.